You're listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, episode number 82.
We know when we're in high vibration states because we're smarter, we're more creative, we're more loving, we're more forgiving, we're more compassionate, we're in flow in our work, we're loving our work. We're not fighting all these other energies of the universe and of other people around us.
Welcome to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, stories of vibrant women living happy lives. And now your host, Jen Ryday.
Welcome back to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Jen Ryday. I'm so glad you're here. In case you're new to the show, let me introduce myself. I'm Jen Ryday, and I host the Vibrant Happy Women podcast, which you're listening to now. And I am all about women discovering ways to help themselves be happier. Maybe it starts with giving yourself permission. Maybe it starts with learning a more consistent morning routine. Maybe it involves building better boundaries. Maybe it involves developing greater self-love. All of these are necessary steps in doing the things that make us happy, but not only that, in living our purpose. And with that in mind, I want to invite you to my free masterclass happening this week. It's called 5 Easy Steps to Rock Your Morning Routine, Even If You're a Busy Mom. So many of us as moms think we cannot take time for ourselves, or it's selfish, or we feel guilty. Well, I propose that if you don't take time for yourselves, you're not showing your kids the happiest, best version of yourself. And you're not showing them what that looks like. So when they become adults, it's going to be harder for them to be their happiest and best selves. So join me for this workshop and learn some tips to help you consistently take time for yourself every morning so that you have time for the things that refuel you and recharge you and help you to be more patient and help you to be the best mom and person you can be. That's happening Wednesday and Thursday this week. There are a couple of class times. It is free, and you can sign up at jenryday.com/master-class. Love to see you there. It's a live masterclass, and I love chatting with you about what's happening in your morning routine and how we can make that better. So again, sign up for that free masterclass and learn what I'm talking about. I promise you'll walk away with some amazing pieces of advice. Plus, I'm offering everyone who attends a couple of freebies. That's at jenryday.com/master-class. Last week, I interviewed Jennifer Rothschild and heard her story of becoming blind at age 15 and how she learned to be happy anyway, and especially to do that through changing her self-talk. Today, I'll be talking with Robin Openshaw, who is the founder of Green Smoothie Girl. She is way into health, and she talks about it in a way that really inspires me to want to do everything she says. And that's the sign of a good leader. You're going to love this interview. It's full of tons of nuggets of wisdom. You'll probably want to grab a notebook to write down a lot of things. And stay tuned until the end, because she tells you how you can get a free copy of her new book, Vibe. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. I'm talking to Robin Openshaw today, and she's the author of 15 books, including bestsellers The Green Smoothies Diet and 12 Steps to Whole Foods. Her latest book is Vibe, Discover Your Energetic Frequency for Health, Love, and Success. And you can actually pre-order that and get it free if you order before October 10th. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, we always start out with a quote. And what quote do you have for us today?
Here's one that I really like. Nikola Tesla: if you want the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Oh, I'm loving this already. So take us right into your low point, Robin, and how you got to the point in life where that's your favorite quote.
Well, my low point is only a great story just because of where it goes. And I think where it goes is pretty exciting. But when I was 27, I was a new mom, and I had spent 5 years in infertility treatments. I'd had multiple miscarriages. I'd been through every infertility test there is twice. And I had wanted to be a mom for almost 6 years, and it just wasn't happening, or I'd lose babies. And I got pregnant with my 5th artificial insemination, and then I miscarried my son's twin. And when he was born, he weighed 9 pounds and 23 inches. And I was so excited to be a mom. He was a ginger. He had this thick head of red hair. And when he was a year old, I had weaned him onto what the pediatrician told me to feed my child, which is what all the other moms were feeding their kids. And it was a formula followed by lots of cow milk. Mm-hmm. And I was feeding him chicken nuggets and cinnamon raisin bread and Otter Pops for treats and basically a standard American diet, a very processed diet, just pretty much what all the other moms are feeding their kids. And he became very ill. And the more ill he got, the more drugs they gave him. And by the time he was 15 months old, he was in and out of hospitals and emergency rooms, and he fell below the fifth percentile for weight. And he was diagnosed by his pediatrician as a failure to thrive baby. He was not breathing well. Sometimes in the middle of the night, you know, probably about half the time, he would end up in a crisis where he was breathing 80, 85 times a minute. If he got any kind of virus, we would end up in the hospital. And his weight drop and his, you know, he was on so many drugs that it destroyed his desire to eat or move much. And he pretty much just laid in a, you know, baby seat. And he was a 15-month-old that was about the weight of a 7-month-old. And I was terrified because on that 15-month visit, when he was very ill one day, the doctor told me, as he gave me his fifth course of liquid steroids, he said, by the way, 5 courses of liquid steroids in a year is guaranteed to stunt his growth. Yeah, I was terrified. And I said, so what are our magic bullets here? Like, I just feel like we're constantly in crisis and there are little kids who die of severe asthma like this. And I said, what are our magic bullets? And he said, you've used all the magic bullets. Yeah, the very best we have to offer. You've used it and you've used them many times. And so I went home and I was just absolutely devastated. It was absolutely a low point. And I was, due to all the stress and the fact that I couldn't sleep at night because, you know, with small people who have life-threatening asthma, it gets really, really bad between 2 and 3 a.m. Ask any mom of a severe asthmatic child. 2 to 3 a.m. is, you will end up with PTSD over it. It's terrifying. And so I wasn't sleeping. My diet was terrible. I had been diagnosed with 21 different diseases. I was way over 180 pounds. My healthy weight is in the 130s. And I was absolutely terrified that I was going to lose this baby that I spent years and years bringing into the world. And of course, I was madly in love with him and I felt responsible for him. And the things that I did and that I put into play are, you know, I've written 14 books and the first one was called The Green Smoothies Diet. And it's basically how I discovered that getting rid of dairy and processed food and white flour and sugar, we turned a corner and we turned a corner hard. Like we turned a corner and went 180 degrees. And just by getting rid of some basic bad things and putting a lot of good things into his diet, and I discovered the green smoothie. And, you know, 20 years ago, nobody had ever heard of a green smoothie. And so it was just me experimenting in my kitchen. But that and a bunch of other things that I discuss in my book coming out October 10th called Vibe are the things that have turned both of our lives around. The outcome is, what's exciting here is that, you know, we were on our knees back then. And I remember, you know, realizing that we'd use all the silver bullets, that medicine didn't have anything else to offer us besides more of the same. I couldn't keep killing my baby with all these drugs. And I went to the health food store and I started pushing a cart around. I remember I had him in his car seat. He was extremely lethargic. He was blue most of the time. He was on Yeah, bronchodilators about every 4 hours, including during the night. We'd have to get up and, you know, just to keep him alive. And so I was terrified and I started to feel really responsible and feeling like we have to make some major changes here. And I went to a health food store and I just sort of pushed a cart around and I would literally stop random strangers and ask them questions about who could I go see? All I knew is go to a pediatrician. Who could I go see? What do they know? Who might help us? And through a short path of miracles from that first day of going to the health food store and just wandering around, having no idea what you would buy there or how you would eat healthy, we made some changes. And the changes were so dramatic that very quickly, my son turned a corner. He started gaining weight. He never again would be on antibiotic. He would never again be on liquid steroids. Not only did I go on to have 3 more healthy children on the diet and other practices that we shifted our lifestyle to, so I ended up having 4 healthy children, but not only did I lose 70 pounds and ditch all 21 diseases that I had been diagnosed with and half a dozen drugs that I was on drugs for 4 different autoimmune diseases. I had high blood pressure. I had a giant tumor. Not only did all those go away, I mean, literally my giant tumor went away. I'd had it since I was 12. It wasn't a cancerous tumor, but they kept an eye on it. I had migraines. I had mini strokes where my right arm would go numb and I couldn't see. I had some really terrifying health conditions back then. And I was only 27, 28 years old. Not only did all of my health issues disappear and I lost 50 pounds and you know, in my 40s became a competitive athlete and I travel all over the world. I've spoken in 450 cities in the last 10 years. Not only all those amazing things for me, but here's the really exciting part. My son went on to turn a corner and grow up to be Utah's top level baseball player. In his senior year of high school, he led his team to the state playoffs and he hit 2 grand slams. And he pitched a near shutout, a 12-1 game, near shutout in the finals in 4A baseball here in Utah. And he was named most valuable player and he got to live out his dream. And he did that at 6'3".
Woo! That's so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh, what a big series of wins. I mean, not just being, you know, state champs and MVP, but the whole story. Ugh, that's inspiring. I got chills. Okay, so if you were to give us an overview of the diet that you all follow, what would it be?
Yeah, you know, the PTSD from those terrible dark days for over a year where I thought that this baby that I'd spent 5 years bringing into the world lost his twin, almost lost him. You know, the PTSD of that really kept me honest and it kept me on this path. Plus, when I got rid of the dairy and the sugar, that was first. We just got rid of dairy and sugar. I went in my kitchen and I just threw out multiple gallons of milk. I got in my cupboard and I threw out this nice, neat lineup of Betty Crocker brownie mixes and all kinds of junk. And I just got rid of it and it's never come back. Like, we've never had that kind of food in our house since then. It was super motivating to have my baby be, you know, near death multiple times.
Yeah, right.
And as terrible as that story is, it was like this divine tap on the shoulder, and it caused me to do some things that you only do when you're really motivated. And so we got rid of dairy and sugar. That was first. We got rid of white flour. We never ate processed meat after that. There were no like hot dogs or bacon or anything like that. We didn't go totally plant-based. We didn't go, you know, totally vegetarian. And to this day, if people ask me if I'm vegetarian or vegan, I get kind of squishy on it. We're definitely plant-based and we eat whole foods and we eat mostly plants, but I don't go so far as to call myself a vegetarian or a vegan, but we just started eating a lot of plants. And the book Vibe that I come out with October 10th, I'm more excited about this than any of my other books. It goes so far beyond just let's eat more whole foods and get more micronutrients, and it's nutrient dense foods, the green smoothies and all the other habits that I teach. It goes so much further than that, because once I mastered the diet piece and I discovered ways to eat whole foods that are really delicious and that weren't expensive and that didn't take all day in the kitchen, because ain't nobody got time for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really key, is finding cheap, easy, delicious ways to eat whole foods. And it absolutely is possible. And we absolutely did do it. And it was absolutely foundational to this turnaround that we had, where I get to, you know, travel the world and have all kinds of health at the age of 50. And these kids I raised are adults and they are getting to do whatever they want to do too. And it has a lot to do with the food, but the food wasn't all of it. You know, then there was this path, this journey where, you know, I discovered ways to leverage that concept that Nikola Tesla said that I mentioned at the beginning of this interview. I ran across a quote by Einstein of everything in life is vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if everything in life is vibration, I need to know more about that. What does that even mean? And then I ran across a quote by Nikola Tesla, who came after Einstein, but jumped off from some of his discoveries. And Tesla went on to channel Niagara Falls for energy. He discovered alternating current. He had big fights with Thomas Edison for a long time. Westinghouse stole a lot of his work and made millions and millions of dollars. Tesla died without really any financial success. But he was an amazing quantum physicist, really. He discovered what I mentioned earlier, that if you want the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And so, of course, I was like, I want the secrets of the universe. Like, we've turned a corner. I have this amazing life now, even though, you know, back in the day when my baby was little, all I wanted to do is sleep. All I wanted to do is low vibration activities. Low vibration activities are the ones that, you know, like an amoeba would want to do. And too many of us live there where we're just managing our energy. We're just trying to get through the day. We're tired 20, 40, 60, 80% of the time. And figuring out what to do that goes beyond food, how to metabolize emotion, how to metabolize or leverage thought processes, how to control them and how to stay in the high frequencies, because gratitude and peace and love are high frequency emotions and flow. We love being in those states, but how to actually get there and stay there the vast majority of the time and not be taken down by low frequency emotions. I mean, when we feel fear, anger, hate, we literally, our electromagnetic frequencies drop 10 hertz. And to learn that we can control that, and to learn that counting calories or worrying about how many grams of protein we got today has nothing to do with our health or our happiness, but there is a much more important way to evaluate food, and that is electromagnetic frequencies. That is the frequencies, the vibration of our foods. It's not something that we all have a little scale for. We don't all have a little Fitbit telling us what our vibration is, but we know when we're in high vibration states because we're smarter, we're more creative, we're more loving, we're more forgiving, we're more compassionate, we're in flow in our work, we're loving our work. We're not fighting all these other energies of the universe and of other people around us. That's what high vibration life is. And so this work, this latest work, goes far beyond the food piece. That piece is definitely there, where we evaluate our food choices based on their electromagnetic frequencies, because we are electrical beings. We are electrical and magnetic beings. And that's what the law of attraction is about, is are we attracting high vibration opportunities and people and foods? Like, when you are vibrating at high frequencies, and this is measurable, it is measurable, even if we don't have a Fitbit for your wrist yet. When you're vibrating at high frequencies, opportunity flows to you. It's literally energetically attracted to you. Other people who resonate at similar frequencies come into your space. Like, we are electron exchanging with people who aren't even in our, 8-foot diameter energy field. And so there's a lot of laws of quantum physics that in the book I am putting roots to, and saying these principles of quantum physics discovered by Einstein and Tesla have everything to do with the practical realities of whether we feel good on a daily basis, whether we're healthy and whether we're happy.
Mm-hmm. So I love this, and I hear a lot about vibration and I think a lot about it myself. How is it measured? Can you just tell us more about that?
Well, it can be measured in several different ways. You can measure it with biophotonic emissions. You can measure it with gas spectrometry. But there is one scientist, he is deceased, but his name is Bruce Tynone. He's out of the University of Washington, and he actually measured things in hertz. And so I usually, when I'm talking about hertz or electromagnetic frequencies or the vibration of people and substances and emotions, I usually refer to his work, because we all recognize the measure of hertz. We all recognize that from, physics in high school or whatever. We understand it as a measure of electrical energy. Well, Bruce Tynone documented that healthy human beings vibrate at 62 to 68 hertz. So if you're listening, remember that number. Okay, just remember one thing. Remember that number, 62 to 68 hertz. And, sometimes really smart people or really healthy people vibrate higher than that, but that's just sort of an average range. He also measured human organs, and a genius human brain might be in the 80s. Mm. So 80 something hertz. Now, if we take a look at another principle of quantum physics that I really love to talk about, here's what it is. A substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase.
Yes. I love it. So how do you apply that in your life?
Well, you can apply it in a lot of different ways, because you are a substance. If everything is energies, right? If Einstein tried to convince us way back before we were ready to hear it, let alone ready to apply it, he said, everything is energies. You are energies. You are simply a collection of energies. And the chair you're sitting on, if you're sitting, I'm not, I'm standing up. You know why I'm standing up? Is because movement raises my vibration. So I'm not sitting unless I have to be sitting at my computer. And there's about 50 hacks like that in the book. But getting those frequencies in the higher ranges is absolutely critical to beating depression or anxiety. It is absolutely critical to decreasing our disease risk, because high frequency beings that are in motion, that are oscillating at a higher frequency, it's not that you're static and staying at one frequency. It's that you're in motion, but you're in a higher place. I mean, the core of the earth is 528 hertz, and it resonates with the human system. And chaotic frequencies coming off of your cell phone, if you have your cell phone on, especially if your Wi-Fi is on in your energy field, you are decreasing your vibration right there. That's a really, really simple one. So if a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase, to your point, to your question, that can be other people in your energy field. They're raising you or lowering you. You're never staying the same. So is that person actually taking you up 5 hertz or down? And so the people you're seeking out, you're energy exchanging with them, even if you are just talking to them, and you and I are in two different U.S. states right now. Or you could be in Canada and I could be in the US and we are energy exchanging right now. That's the miracle of modern technology, is that you and I are in an energy exchange right now. Either I'm raising your vibration or I'm lowering it. One of the two is true. And so there's this really exciting potentiality here for our impact on other people. Now we have far more ability to impact other people than we ever did before. But then let's think about what we medicate with. I mean, we could go through so many topics. We could literally go through every single thing you do in a day. And we do in the book and in all my content, we talk about what the effect is of all these different choices. But let's say food and let's say medicine. Well, medicine's really simple. Let's boil it down to this. Eating chemical drugs always lowers your frequency.
Ooh, wow. So, okay, we've got to address this right now. A lot of people listening probably, you know, have been diagnosed with depression or anxiety and take chemical drugs. So how do you make that shift? How do you talk about it in a delicate way so that everyone can be on board with the idea of raising their vibration and maybe needing less of the medication or none at all someday, if that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, SSRIs and lithium and other medications can save lives. And I mean, I'm a psychotherapist by education and background, and they have their place. And when someone's in a super dark place, I'm not opposed to getting them on that, but it's not dealing with the root cause. And the root cause, you know, we're always going to have to get, we should always have a goal of not being on those drugs forever. First of all, it's becoming more and more clear how dangerous SSRIs are for the long term and that they stop working. They aren't, you know, it's like you go on them and they're effective forever. That's been pretty well documented at this point. So you have chemical drugs that are going to lower your vibration. Now, they might blunt some things. They might deal with some serotonin reuptake inhibitors, but they're also doing some really negative things long term, gut damage, neurological issues, cancer risk. So the point is, let's look at what else we can do. I have friends who are functional medicine practitioners who have literally stopped using psychotropics because they can put people on programs with meditation and a change in diet and some of these principles that we talk about. And we explain why these are actual frequency raising substances. Essential oils are 50 hertz to 200, 300 hertz. I mean, a rose oil has been measured at over 200 hertz. And so essential oils basically have the opposite effect of drugs in terms of when we're looking at the impact on our actual vibrational frequency. And so again, if a substance of a higher frequency can raise a substance of a lower frequency just by being in its energy field, even more so if you apply it to your skin, even more so if you eat it. And so let me give you just a couple of quick data points about food, because we are evaluating our food choices based on calories and based on grams of macronutrients. And it's ridiculous. And it's so 1961, because these are just industry terms. These are industries' ways of evaluating foods, because as long as they have us evaluating the quality of our food based on nothing better than calories, then they can keep putting processed food in packages and we're head down just buying them based on these ridiculous constructs that have nothing to do with our health or our wellness. And so let me give you a couple of statistics here. Do you remember, Jen, do you remember what the frequency of a healthy human is?
62 to 68 hertz.
Good job. Woo! Okay, 62 to 68. And so let me tell you what a pork roast or a chicken breast or a flank steak vibrates at. You want to take a guess?
Oh gosh, 20.
Two.
No, don't Two. Tell me that. I'm not going to be a vegetarian. Not yet.
And you don't have to be. And I don't think that to be a high vibration human being, you have to be a vegetarian. But what do you think a glass of green juice is? Like I make green smoothies at home, but I also buy green juice. I don't have time to make green juice. I'm running a company and I'm a single mom. I don't have time to make it, but I buy it. And luckily really close by is a juice bar that delivers. The owners are friends of mine, which is one of the great blessings of my life, is they'll bring it to my porch for no extra charge.
Oh, that is amazing. Where do you live? This must be a big city thing.
No. I live in Orem, Utah. And so it's just
Jamba Juice?
Not Jamba. It's a local chain called the Roxbury franchise, but they've opened, you know, 3, 4, 5. I think they have 6 stores now, and the owners deliver to a lot of my friends as well. And a glass of green juice, and I ask them to not put any fruit in it. I don't need all those sugars. I don't need for it to taste like fruit juice. Mm-hmm. And as I have built myself out of higher vibration materials, I am then more attracted to high vibration foods. You know, one of the great things about this whole process is that we find ourselves wanting a green smoothie or a salad rather than I'm constantly fighting this craving for, you know, a chicken sandwich. And so a glass of green juice is 75 hertz.
Nice. Yeah.
So draw the line there, draw the parallel there based on law of quantum physics. I told you earlier, a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase.
Okay. Well, Roxbury, if you're listening, Madison, Wisconsin is your next franchise, okay? Oh my gosh. Well, let me go back. I want to go back to when you talked about, you know, low vibe people versus high vibe people. What if you are in a relationship or you're best friends with a low vibe person? What do you do?
You know, that's a whole other episode. But you know, like I said, my background is as a psychotherapist. And so, you know, a lot of what we did in therapy was helping people create boundaries with folks in their life who are toxic. But, you know, the way I feel about it is that life is too short to be trapped in toxic relationships. And sometimes it's the relationship, but sometimes it's the other person. And I think that it's okay for our relationships to have a life cycle. And I don't think that we should be caught in the whirlpool or, you know, the death grip of other people's need when they're in a low vibration state. And that doesn't mean we're not compassionate, and that doesn't mean that we don't show up for the suffering, and it doesn't mean that we don't give service. But when someone is harmful to our energies on an ongoing basis, what do we then have to give the rest of the world? Our children or our spouse or those close to us? I mean, even like if I didn't have children, I don't have a spouse. I've been single for 9 years and I'm blissfully happy single. But you know, I'm a competitive tennis player and I was with my team this morning for 2 hours playing tennis. I'm a worse tennis player. I don't contribute to my team. We're all part of a team. We're all part of teams. I want to show up better. Mm-hmm. And so allowing ourselves to be trapped in toxic relationships, I realize that it's not a simple thing to say, hey, get free of them, but get free of them.
Yeah.
Get free of them. Solve it. Move through it. That's stuck energies, and it'll make you sick eventually because emotions are stuck energies. And when we stay in those stuck energies, just like if all we eat is like white flour and meat, we're going to have a backed up gastrointestinal tract, right? We're going to eventually end up with like colorectal cancer of some kind or diverticulitis or whatever. And there's a lot of that in America. It's the same thing with our emotions. If our emotions get stuck, they literally get trapped in proteins in our body. They take up residence. They are stuck energies. We have to get them moving. I mean, emotions are just, you know, emotions are in motion. And when we stay in those low vibration states, we're literally harming our every cell, just like radiation.
How do you clear the emotions that are stuck?
You know, I have a 90-second process to quickly identify, and this is in the book, and I walk you through 6 questions to ask yourself when, and I use the example, I have a couple different examples in the book that we walk through and then kind of help you do it so you can make this habitual. But basically, you are metabolizing the negative emotion, figuring out what it is, what it's there to teach you, what's instructive about this, why you're feeling the way that you are, and then so it's MRR. So you're metabolizing and reducing it to its basic elements, and then you are eliminating it. And so we walk you through that. It's longer than you want for this episode. But the bottom line is when a negative event happens, if you're in traffic and someone flips you off, there's a choice and you're caught between action and reaction in an important place where you get to show your character and you get to show whether you've made a choice to live a high vibration life. And you've made a choice who you are. I think it's more important every single day to decide who you are than what you're going to do. I mean, we all just jump into our to-do list, but do we decide clearly who we are and how we show up and how we show up for other people in compassion? I mean, bad things happen to all of us. All of us get betrayed. All of us get undermined. And so we have that moment of choice between action and reaction. And most of us, most of the time, when confronted with a negative stimulus, like someone cuts us off in traffic and then flips us off, most of us go into what we therapists call lizard brain. Mm-hmm. And lizard brain is way up deep inside in the back of our skull. And it's all about safety. And it's all about looking out for number one. And it's very reactionary. It's very lowbrow. And it's very important. And we need it. Okay. Because when we're in an alley with our 3-year-old and a scary dude comes at us walking with purpose, we need to react. Right?
Yeah.
It has its purpose. The problem is we default to that far too often when there's something else that we can do. And so when we go into our frontal lobe and we make a different choice and we decide not to react with low vibrations and not let that person drag us into the low frequencies that they're maybe living in because they haven't learned how to, you know, metabolize, reframe, and release their negative emotions. We have a choice, and it is the most freeing thing in the world. It's as good as drinking green juice or green smoothies every day. It's the most freeing thing in the world to, when someone flips you off in traffic, choose into the higher vibrations. And, you know, for instance, as you go through these 6 questions that you can do in your head really quickly, I don't even have to really specifically ask myself the questions anymore. It's just become habitual to wish that person well and wave and smile. And it's, I mean, it might sound crazy, but these are the ways of people who live in the high frequencies. We don't allow people to hijack our well-being.
Our happiness. Yeah.
Because they're having a bad day. And we get really clear about that really quickly. And we don't then take it home and smear it all over our spouse because
yes,
somebody just flipped us off. And so then we walk in and we're telling this story and we're ranting. And you can imagine the ripple effect and the karma that happens from this negative event, then spilling out onto other people. And we continue it for an hour or 3 hours, or it kills half of a day of our life. That's not the high vibration life most of us want, but I don't think we are always super clear on how much power we have over that.
Yes. And for those who maybe struggle with mood, let's say someone wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. They don't want to go smeared in their spouse's face or emotionally vomit. What are 5 things you might mention in the book to help a person boost their mood and their vibration quickly?
You know, when you're having an interaction with another person, this may or may not work, but let me just tell you some quick actionable things. These are the really simple things. There are other things that we want to put into play with the diet. We like to put you through a 7-day detox, clean a bunch of junk out of your cells so they can oscillate higher. We like to put you through teaching this 90 seconds to metabolize, reframe, and release negative emotions quickly. But just like things that you can do that literally will charge you and ground you, you can go outside and put your feet in the grass. This will qualify as 5 things right here. Go outside and put your feet in the grass. Now you are literally discharging electrons into the earth. You're getting rid of some of those negative energies that you pick up from so many electromagnetic frequencies, from Wi-Fi and electronics in our space. Most of us can't get away from the computers that we work at. So you're in contact with earth, which you will find to be very uplifting. You are literally grounding yourself electrically right now. You're in the sunshine, which is charging your battery. That's why we all feel so amazing after we go out in the sun. And it doesn't matter if we're skiing or we're hiking. The sun literally charges our batteries. Human beings were meant to be in the sun. You take 30 deep breaths. If you don't have time for that, take 5. And when you get to the very top of that, take another little sip. And when you get to the bottom of a breath, push it out one more time. You are cleansing. You are oxygenating, all of those things, raising your frequencies. And then do some twists. Do some yoga twists. I think that's 5 things right there. But you can, if you want, sit there in gratitude. Think about things you're grateful for 60 seconds. It will absolutely increase your electromagnetic frequencies by 10 hertz right there. And then if you want a 6th bonus thing, Jen, take a pet out there that you love. Take your kitty or your dog outside. And, you know, being with someone who you love and they're in your energetic space and it's someone who just adoration, love, those things are also vibration raising. So those are just some really quick things you can do to shift your energies really quickly.
And all of this is in the book.
All this is in the book and more.
Well, so Robin is actually giving away the book for free if you order it before October 10th. Is that right?
Yep, that is the publication date. But if you pre-order it, I'm giving away 500 copies for free. And so as long as you jump on yours, you get it free plus shipping. So shipping is like $9.95. So if you'll chip in on that, I'll send you the hardback book for free. And it's $25.95. And if you're listening to this after October 10th, you can still get it on Amazon and it'll be well under retail price because we've already had a couple thousand people pre-order it. And we're like not even close to the launch date yet. So you know what happens when you do that on Amazon is it drives the price down. But in the meantime, free plus shipping if you go to... What's your link for your special deal, Jen?
JenWriday.com/vibe.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you have a couple bonuses if they purchase through that link as well?
Yes, we also, in addition to it being free with just the shipping, we're also going to give you 3 different 5-in-1 vibration raising videos. And so basically it's what I just described to you. One of them is 10 minutes of yoga flows. You can follow my yogi friend while she does a 10-minute yoga flow. And there's a meditation that I wrote. It's a gratitude meditation. And you can flow with that while taking deep breaths. And we coach you in all this. And be outside in contact with earth. Get your feet in the grass. Okay, no shoes, no rubber-soled shoes. And then another one is Tai Chi. And another one is an energy release technique. So while you're taking your deep breaths and you're in the sun. So those three videos we give you for free. And also, since you're waiting for the book till it comes out in October, we also send you the 7-day vibration raising detox for free.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. So go to jenbriday.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, and you can pre-order the book and get those freebies. She just mentioned the 3 videos and the 7-day vibration detox. Okay. Yep. Wow, that's amazing. I can't wait to talk more. I'm totally loving this, but let's take a quick break for our sponsor and then we'll come back. All right, welcome back. Robin, I would love to talk about your morning routine. Now we're kind of shifting gears, but what does a high vibe morning routine look like?
Well, getting the oxygen flowing and the blood moving with some kind of exercise. I'm a big fan of doing whatever kind of exercise you like. I don't lift weights because I don't enjoy lifting weights. And so I do love yoga. I feel amazing when I do that. I'm a competitive tennis player, so I play tennis a few times a week. Or I'll do 20 minutes of cardio, sometimes 2 of those. And so morning always involves, it's really good for cortisol levels too. There are more than just energy raising reasons to exercise in the morning. But no morning except for Sundays, I take 1 day a week off, do I go without exercise. And I make this amazing pink smoothie. Almost every morning it's my breakfast and has beets and carrots and the liquid of a coconut and some bunch of frozen strawberries and some cashews and a couple dates. And I just blend it all up and it's super delicious. And all of those ingredients are plants, which we already talked about being high frequency foods. Mm-hmm. And so those two things, and get a little loving from my kitties and always get in physical contact to say goodbye to my 17-year-old as he goes off to school. So lots of hugs, and that gets your day started. But that's the beginning of a day. But also don't forget your massage therapists and physical therapists and others, like they work 50-minute hours, and it's really important to take a few minutes every hour or two during the day and go out and ground or get some sun or go out and take a few deep breaths like we talked about. And that'll really make a difference in your day.
That's such good advice. Well, let's talk about your favorite book. I mean, gosh, you've written 15 already, but do you have a favorite book you like to read rather than write?
You know, so many. I'm a reader, but anything by Terry Warner. Terry Warner, or the Arbinger Institute that he founded. He's a PhD philosopher from Brigham Young University here where I live, and I've read all his books. Bonds That Make Us Free is probably the biggest one. I've also read The Peace Giver, and his other books are more for the workplace, but basically it really helps us take responsibility for the love and service that we give to others, and we don't make it qualified, and we take complete and total accountability for our own emotional state. And it completely changed my life about 25 years ago. I've read an awful lot of books, and it's really hard to choose one, but Terry Warner's Bonds That Make Us Free, total game changer for me.
And can people find that on Amazon?
I'm sure they can.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can. Yes.
Well, what is the best advice you've ever received, Robin?
You know, I've sort of received this piece of advice many times over the course of a lifetime to where it finally sunk in. And it's probably the key learning of the last 9 years since my divorce. I was married for 20 years. I raised 4 children and found myself a single mom. I mean, it was my choice, but it was quite the transition. It's the devastating thing everyone says that it is. Even if you choose it, it's just catastrophic what usually happens after that. And in the last 9 years, I would say if I had one thing to share as a piece of advice that was shared with me, and maybe this only serves people like me who are sort of driven, who are check things off the list, people who try to control our circumstances and our lives and our to-do list, it is to let go. Let go of more things. Let go of what doesn't serve, even if it used to. Let go of other people's choices affecting you. Just check in with yourself every time you're starting to feel anxiety and ask yourself, is this going to matter in a year? And since the answer is 99% of the time is no, that has been really helpful to me to let go more often and with more peace.
Let go. Well, I'll remind our listeners that they can find all of your quotes and all of these resources and all of the links at our show notes page at jenbriday.com/82. And now, Robin, let me ask you, what does it mean for you to be a vibrant, happy woman?
What it means for me is living true to a purpose. And I decided many years ago that my purpose was to be happier and healthier and work towards that every day and to help other people be happier and healthier. And so for me, being vibrant and happy means staying true to that purpose and just referencing everything I do in the day. Is this serving my core purpose?
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, let's have a challenge from you to our listeners, as if we haven't already learned so much mind-blowing information we want to try out. And then tell us where we can find you and we'll say goodbye.
Well, I would love if you employed any of the things that we've been talking about. I think that, you know, a journey of 1,000 steps starts with the first step. And so any of the little hacks that we've talked about in this interview today, any one of them gets you in motion into a higher frequency state. And, you know, another principle of quantum physics is that bodies in motion tend to stay in motion. Sorry, that's actually Newtonian physics right there, but sort of old school physics is bodies in motion tend to stay in motion. And so remember that as you exercise your own free will to do one of the things that we talked about, it makes that second thing far easier and more likely. So bodies in motion tend to stay in motion. So start by committing to making a quart of green smoothie every day, or start by promising that you will go outside and meditate and feel gratitude and take deep breaths sitting in the grass every day. One of these things that you've heard, each one can really get you moving in the right direction and can be really life-changing over time.
Awesome. This has been a phenomenal interview. And everyone, be sure to go out and grab Robin's book, Vibe, Discover Your Energetic Frequency for Health, Love, and Success. And if you grab it at jenriday.com/vibe, then you'll get those freebies she talked about, the videos and the 7-day vibration detox. Well, Robin, this has been amazing. Thank you so, so much for being on the show.
It's my pleasure.
Wasn't that episode full of so many amazing pieces of advice? Be sure to grab your free copy of Robin's book, Vibe, by going to jenriday.com/vibe. You'll also get the videos and the 7-day vibration raising detox, which I'm totally going to be doing with you. Also, don't forget the masterclass this week on Wednesday or Thursday, and it's called 5 Easy Ways to Rock Your Morning Routine, even if you're a busy mom. You can sign up by going to jenriday.com/master-class. Finally, come back next week because we have something kind of shocking for you. It might make some of you angry. Hopefully, it will make most of you happy. But I decided to allow a man to be on the Vibrant Happy Women podcast. I know, gasp. But he's a very special man who has an amazing message for women. I think we have so much to learn from both genders, and it's fun to have that different perspective. And now you're wondering, who is it, Jen? I'm going to let you wonder about that just a bit longer. So I will be back on Thursday with a happy bit. And until then, make it a phenomenal high vibration week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenriday.com.